Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
So today's writing sample for this month, we're talking about choosing a degree. That's the main subject.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came time for you to choose a degree, what kind of things did you consider?
I mean, this was a long time ago now.
Yeah, for me too.
I'm not really sure what kind of things I considered more than just, oh, I think this subject's interesting. I'm going to study that.
Okay, so you went kind of with your just like, this seems the most interesting thing I can do.
Yeah, and I mean, I chose a social subject, so a lot of the stuff I was interested in was related to psychology and just the way people work as in terms of groups and social atmospheres and stuff. So I kind of, you know, I studied Greek literature and philosophy and
Wow. All
the kind of things that you can kind of add on to that I thought were pretty fun.
So. Cool. Mm-hmm. I got help, actually, with mine.
Okay.
I had just started with some friends making my own beer at home.
Mm.
And I thought, this sounds like a good career.
Mm-hmm.
I'll learn how to make beer in a big factory.
Okay.
So I wrote to a group of professional brewers and they said, sounds great. Here's what you should do. Study a life science, mm-hmm. and if you're still interested in 3 years' time, then take a postgraduate course. So I thought, okay, it's going to be a life science, and that's good because that opens up all sorts of different opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I studied biochemistry, so I figured that even if I didn't want to brew 3 years later, there's got to be lots of jobs for biochemists.
Right.
Or I can stay at university and get this brewing qualification.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of did it first through interest, but also with an eye to getting a career.
Right. Okay.
And that's basically what today is all about, this idea about whether we should study stuff that we're just interested in or whether we should study things with an eye to the future and
right.
a job and things like that. That kind of is the question of it's called passion and potential or something like that, isn't it?
It is called passion versus promise.
Passion versus promise,
right.
Or a promise
choosing
of a degree. Yes,
yeah.
Okay. So let's get into the introductions and the instructions for this article.
Okay.
It's always important,
yep.
as always, we say this every time, read the instructions
mm-hmm.
for any kind of essay you're writing to make sure you know what you have to do. Pay attention to the details, like the number of words and paragraphs, what kind of content is expected, because these give you hints about how to structure your articles.
Right.
So here we've got an article of at least 120 words, and we've got our topic.
Right. Now, this particular writing sample is another argumentative essay. Okay, so we've done a couple of argument essays so far. But this one, we need to make a convincing argument. So you're going to have a very important relationship between your topic sentences and the supporting details that you make with them. Okay, so if you make one point, you're going to need to give two or three supporting details to back it up. Now, in an argument essay like this, it's generally a good idea to show that you are being objective and you understand that there are other things that might happen or that you should consider, sort of thing, the other side of the argument, I guess, and show that you understand both of these and give a couple of details for the opposing argument as well.
Yeah, this shows your examiner that you do understand what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And these essays are sometimes easier to write because once you've figured out your kind of brainstorming, that's it. You just have to then put it into a structure. You don't really need to get too clever or creative.
Right.
So in an argument essay like this, you could be doing several things. You could be analyzing the pros and cons of something, such as cosmetic surgery, online communities. That's one way you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could compare the pros and cons of two things, as we're doing here. So you could compare how children are raised in the East and in the West. You could talk about independent travel against package tours where you go with a group. So you're looking at two things, and so you're kind of looking at the pros and cons of each.
Right. Now, there's a third argumentative essay that you could use, and that's to describe the influence or importance of something, like the cultivation of interests. Now, for this one, for this genre of writing, it's necessary to state reasons for the influence or importance of this thing. Probably you should give proof, you should analyze the causes of these important things, and you need to present results about them.
Now, if you look in our magazine, you'll see we've got some helpful hints about structuring. As with all essays, you need to have an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. So the introduction, when you're doing an argument essay, you need to state the topic clearly. Why are you writing the essay? And what are you arguing for or against? Now, there are a couple of different ways to introduce this. The article gives examples such as personal experiences, introducing the topic, talking about a recent statistic or piece of news that affects it, something like that. But you just really need to get that down there. What's the topic? What are you arguing for and against?
Next up is the body. Now, this is where you're going to have the bulk of your writing, and it needs to start with a topic sentence showing which side of the argument you are on, followed by the supporting details that you're going to mention. Okay, so you need to start with your main idea and then give support for it right after. Now, this sort of supporting details can be examples, statistics, personal experiences that you may have come across. And you can also add in the opposing view as well, the other point of view. It can be divided into as many paragraphs as necessary, depending on how many topic sentences you need to use. So remember, every time you start a new paragraph, you need a new topic sentence. So if you're going to put your opposing argument into a different paragraph, remember to start with the topic sentence. So what is the other point of view
exactly in
the topic? Yep.
Okay, so that's your body, and that'll take up most of your essay with your various points and details. And the conclusion wraps things up. It's often quite short. Now, it's a good idea when you do a conclusion to restate the idea of the argument you've taken, kind of restate that side. It's also a good idea to refer back to the introduction and kind of bring the essay around like a circle to the starting point and you show you've answered the question that you posed in the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
As we say, you can do this in a couple of sentences, and our magazine adds that you could add a suggestion for your readers to follow as well, as long as it supports your overall argument.
Correct. Okay, so in this article, in this argumentative article that we're discussing today, you'll likely need to use first person as you'll be talking about your own feelings, opinions, and experiences. Now, you're the one going to be applying for college, so you are the one who needs to decide. So that's why you are using first person. Now, it's likely your article will be in the present tense, though you could also use the past tense if you're referring to an experience in the past.
Yeah, we could also be using the hypothetical, that second conditional, mm-hmm. if I choose this,
right?
You know, or if I chose this, this could happen, or the first conditional, if I choose this, this will happen.
Right.
So you can look at the way you use conditionals in these articles as well, because you'll be talking about, you know, results of something you do right now in the present.
Right.
Okay, let's move on to the actual topic itself and brainstorming for this topic, which is, you know, should I basically choose a degree that I really love, or should I choose one and think about because it's going to get me a career?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a really lucky person, they could right. be exactly the same.
Yeah, you could get a great career out of something you love.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. was kind of the plan with me doing the brewing. I thought
right.
this is going to be, I love to make beer and I wouldn't mind drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like there are jobs for people who make beer all around
yeah.
the world.
Uh-huh.
So why not?
Okay.
It hasn't quite worked out that way. Another story for another time.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you may have to choose between, you know, something that you think, well, this would be a sensible choice versus something that, oh, I'd really love to learn more about that.
Mm-hmm.
So to organize all of these thoughts, you'll need to brainstorm, write down your thoughts and ideas, and this will give you enough supporting details to complete the body of your article. Since we're talking about the choosing of a degree, you can kind of brainstorm this by doing like four short lists.
Right.
One list each for the pros and cons of each choice.
Okay.
So studying a subject you're really interested in, pros and cons,
mm-hmm.
and going with what you think will be the most helpful to your career, pros and cons.
Right.
And we've taken some examples from the two writing samples in the unit, and we can maybe add any more that we think of as we go. So let's start with going with what you like, studying a subject that you're just really passionate about.
Okay, well, the pros or the advantages of doing this...I will enjoy studying it. And because I'm going to enjoy it, I know I'll probably do better in the subjects because it's reflecting the pleasure I'm getting out of studying and learning more about it.
Yeah, that's pretty... I mean, anybody knows that if you enjoy a subject, you'll get better grades.
Right.
It's just common sense that if you don't like it, you probably won't put as much effort into studying.
Right. Now, another one is that hopefully at some point it would lead to an enjoyable job. So if I enjoy studying it and I do well at it...The goal there is to actually just go and do that and hopefully enjoy a career. Now, it could also bring advantages as the world changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something we'll look at specifically in writing sample two.
Okay.
Now, disadvantages. And remember, these disadvantages may not apply to you depending on what you want to study. But if you chose something purely based on your interest, then there's a chance that it could be in more of an art...or a social kind of major, which doesn't have an obvious career path.
Right.
And that's the side that we're looking at here. Of course, if you love engineering, or if you love something else that, you know, like medicine, that's pretty much going to lead to a career.
Right.
But if you choose something like, you know, let's say philosophy, history, there are fewer obvious career choices.
It also depends how much you like doing research.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So possible disadvantages of choosing that kind of degree, there may not be many jobs.
Right.
Those jobs may be lower paying, and that will lead to a general lack of stability, a stable income. It may take some time before you kind of figure things out and get settled in your life.
Right. And of course, with a lack of a stable income, that means having to do other part-time jobs or other jobs to sort of make sure that you have enough money to live, which may take away from what you enjoy doing most.
Yes.
Okay, well, what if you go with a degree that should lead to a job? Okay, so this isn't what you maybe love doing, but it could get you a good job in the future.
Yeah, there's an obvious career path of people who get this degree.
They're going to do this one thing.
Yeah, they're either very much in need or there's a logical, you know, companies will always look to recruit. Maybe it's engineering graduates or, you know, could be teaching qualifications and so on.
Okay, so one advantage of this is that there are more chances of a high-paying job. For example, one of the samples we'll see, a person could be a dentist. People will always need dentists.
Yes.
So the chances of you getting a job are probably quite high.
Yes.
More chances of a job in general, not just a high-paying one. So, yeah, like we said, things that people will always need... Obviously, there's going to be more choices, more chances of getting that job. One of the advantages also lists maybe this is something that your family would like you to do. Maybe your family is already doing this thing and someday they want you to own the business. And so you get the business degree as well and sort of do that.
Whatever you need for that company or whether, you know, kind of what they need you to do sort of thing. If there's a family plan. And so with a job like that, there's going to be a consistent schedule. It's not going to be like what we talked about with a lack of stable income.
Right.
Something like that. We're talking about, okay, I'll be in this job and I'll pretty much be sorted.
Right. Another reason that people would maybe choose this is that it would make their family happy. Now, people have different feelings about how they want to connect with their family or not. But if you're very close to your family and you want to do something to make them happy, then this would be a good thing to do.
Yes. And that's maybe something that affects Taiwanese students, maybe a little more than it might have Western students.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I think, maybe a certain amount of family pressure to get a well-paying job through your degree that will mean that you can kind of take care of them down the line, and you want to make your parents proud by getting a high-paying job. I think it does exist.
Yes, it definitely does.
It definitely does.
It did not for me personally. Yes, but we definitely grew up in a different... In a different world.
In a different culture. Yeah. Yes. So there are disadvantages to taking that kind of degree, however. we've talked about you enjoy studying something and you'll do well, but if you don't enjoy, you'll have a lack of motivation to study, and you might even drop out. You might think, I just hate this so much. I can't do this for 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Then you also, you won't have as much of an interest in the career that it ends up with you being in. So again, you won't really be happy in your life.
Right.
If you're not doing something you don't, you know, you don't really enjoy.
Right.
And it therefore could affect your personal relationships, whether it's related to family stuff or whether it's just you're not happy, and therefore it's always going to affect your personal relationships.
Right. Another sort of disadvantage related to the lack of motivation to study, this could lead to you dropping out, but like if you are going to school and you are doing this, and it's not that maybe you're not motivated to study, it's just that you don't enjoy it so much that you get such poor grades that the school eventually just says,
you
can't come to school here anymore, sort of thing. So
there you go. Yeah. Well, we've got 4 different lists there with lots of potential supporting details, and we can pick the ones that suit you best. You don't need all of them, so you can pick the ones that are strongest arguments for you. And since you've brainstormed both sides of the argument, that means you can pick a few things of the other side's point of view, as we talked about, to include in your essay. So let's take a quick break right here, and we'll be back shortly to look at the structure and the outline of the essay.
All right, let's put these ideas that we brainstormed together and start building an outline. So, as we said, we can introduce the article in several different ways. We could explain the topic and give the reason for the discussion, or we could mention public or expert opinions on the topic. We could also provide statistical or professional information on the topic, or we could simply express our personal views of the topic. So if we take a look at our first sample, let's see what the introduction says. It says, "The time has come to pick the subject I'm going to study in college." So this is the first approach we mentioned, combined with the fourth. So it's a bit personal view, and it's a bit
introduce the topic
and explain what you're going to talk about.
That's right. Writing sample 2 has done a pretty similar approach. It says, "I've recently been struggling to decide which program to study in university."
Right.
So the same approach, really clear introduction of the topic, continuing with the personal situation. This will then go on to introduce the family dentistry idea that we've sort of hinted at.
Right.
So you've made the introduction, you get into the supporting details. So writing sample 1 is choosing to talk about a degree the writer likes in the first paragraph and discuss the pros and cons of that degree.
Okay.
So we've got the sort of broken down into topic sentences and supporting details. Mm-hmm. Should I study a subject I enjoy or one that can get me a better job? There's the question.
Right.
Topic sentence, my favorite subject is history.
Okay.
Okay. So then we sort of talk about it. Maybe I should follow my heart. That's a supporting detail for why to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll lead to a job I enjoy doing as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2. Then it kind of starts to look at the negative side of a history degree. What jobs are there for history majors?
Interesting question.
Yeah. So the pros and cons of a degree they really like. That's their first paragraph.
Right. Now, that last supporting detail of the first paragraph kind of gets us into the second paragraph, which is when we look at the pros and cons of choosing a degree that's more likely to lead to a job. Okay, so let's look at the topic sentence here. If I study something like computer engineering, I'll have better prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is, we're going to lead into the pros here of a job like computer engineering. So first supporting detail, we could say there are always well-paying jobs in these industries.
Mm.
Very true in this day and age.
Okay, so that's a pro. Now we take some cons of that.
Okay.
However, I think I should follow my passion and study history. So a con is computer engineering is not his passion.
Right. And if you're not into computer engineering, it's probably not going to be very easy, which is why we have this supporting detail. I may not be as motivated studying a subject I enjoy less. And finally, I might even drop out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are two pretty big disadvantages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, writing sample two reverses the order and talks about the degree leading to a job first, mm-hmm. and then in the second paragraph, it looks at the one the writer prefers.
Okay.
We'll see that later, but let's move on to the conclusion.
Right.
Sample one says, overall, I prefer to study something I'm interested in.
Okay.
So the writer has made their choice. Mm-hmm. They haven't needed to go back and cover the main points, but it's a short essay, so that's okay. No
right.
one's going to be confused or have lost the thread of the argument. You've stated your choice.
Right. Now in sample two, here the writer says, in the end, I consider philosophy the right choice for me. It's not only essential as we go forward, but also something I care about deeply. Now, we'll find out more about why it's so essential when we read through the writing sample, but you can see what the writer has done there is that they've gone back and sort of kind of brought one of their supporting details into their conclusion to make it a bit more solid.
Yeah, strengthen mm-hmm. it. So there's our outline, and an outline is going to have more details, some personal examples, the kind of transitions between sentences, and make it a full essay. So when you put it all together, just make sure you're following logical steps and, you know, kind of going point to point, mm-hmm. introducing, using your transitions and so on.
Right.
And it is easy to include too much that's not related to the point you want to get across mm-hmm. when you're writing. So doing an outline like this is great because it keeps your writing on point. You can cut out what you don't need. And if you realize you're well over or under mm-hmm. the word limit, you can go back to your outline, find out, oh, what didn't I put in? Or maybe what I can take out because it's not so important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a look at writing sample one and see how it reads. Writing sample one. The time has come to pick the subject I'm going to study in college. The question is, should I study a subject I enjoy or one which is more likely to get me a high-paying job in the future? My favorite subject is history, so I know I'd enjoy studying that. I always do better in the subjects I like, so maybe I should follow my heart. Hopefully, it will lead to a job that I'll enjoy doing as well. On the other hand, what jobs are there for history majors? If I study something like foreign languages or computer engineering, I'll have better prospects. There are always jobs in these industries. What's more, those jobs likely pay more than those related to history. It's a tough decision, but I think I should follow my passion and study history. If I choose a subject I enjoy less, I probably won't be as motivated to study hard. I might even drop out of college. Overall, I'd prefer to study something I'm interested in.
Okay, so that's basically what we talked about in our outline there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a few words that we should focus on, sort of kind of pick out from the writing sample and talk about. So there's a phrase in there where we talk about following one's heart. Now, when you follow your heart, or if someone follows their heart, they do something that appeals to them for emotional reasons rather than logical ones. And when you follow your heart, the results are probably more likely to make you happy emotionally than sort of like a logical decision may have.
So we also talked about being a history major.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're using the word here to describe a person.
Right.
If your college major was history, you're a history major. If you majored in languages, you're a language major, and mm-hmm. so on. So there are two or three different ways we can use this word, depending on whether we're talking about a person, a subject, or even the act of studying as a verb.
That's right. And then we also said the plural noun prospects. You'll have better prospects if you choose a job maybe in computer engineering. Your prospects are the chances or opportunities you have for success or wealth following a certain decision.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And however, our guy chose passion.
Mm.
And in this context, a passion is something you enjoy a lot and want to do as much as possible. Your passions could be something like dancing, writing, watching movies, drinking fancy coffee or anything. It's just what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Everyone will know. Everyone in the office now knows that my newest passion is plants.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another one we talked about is the adjective motivated. If you're not motivated to study hard, you'll probably get poor grades. When you're motivated, you have a strong reason to do a particular thing. Now, we often use this with the to and a verb. So I'm motivated to study. I'm motivated to travel. Now, you have different reasons for doing these things. I was motivated to study criminology or crime in university because I was really interested in why people committed crimes. So that was my motivation.
Okay, one final phrasal verb to look at is drop out. We talked about dropping out, which just means to stop studying at a school. Okay, let's check out writing sample two and see how that's read differently.
Okay. Writing sample two. I've recently been struggling to decide which program to study in university. My parents want me to study dentistry as my father did. One advantage of this would be the guaranteed job I would have after graduating. Another is the consistent schedule that a job in my father's practice would afford. A major disadvantage to studying dentistry, however, is my lack of interest in it. If I choose dentistry to appease my parents, I'm afraid that my distaste for it will potentially hurt our relationship. My personal interest lies in philosophy. I strongly believe that the world needs great thinkers, especially as we enter a new age of artificial intelligence and robotics. Studying philosophy with a focus on information technology could give me an advantage as our world changes. The downside is that it could be some time before I turn this pursuit into a profitable career, meaning that I'd sacrifice a stable income at first. In the end, I consider philosophy the right choice for me. It's not only essential as we go forward, but also something I care about deeply.
Okay, so there are a few words and phrases we could look at here. One I'm going to choose and pick out is appease. Appease is a good verb, and appease is to make somebody pleased or make somebody happy, often by doing what they want.
Right.
You know that's what they want, and so you do it. And sometimes the context is you don't really want to do it because you want to. You want to do it because they want to.
Right.
There can be different contexts, but you're basically doing it to make somebody happy.
Right. Now, we also talked about a distaste. We talked about the distaste of dentistry. A distaste, if you have a distaste for something, that's a tough word to say, you don't really like it, even though you often have to do it. Now, you might not hate that thing, but it's like food that doesn't taste that good. You don't want to eat it, even if it might be good for you. So I imagine if you're a kid and you have to eat the broccoli.
It's broccoli, isn't it?
You know it's good for you, but unless it's covered in cheese, you're not really going to like it. So.
I was thinking bitter melon.
No.
I mean, it's got so many benefits for your health, but I just don't really like bitter melon.
Yeah.
But there you go. Okay, there are a few other words and phrases in that article that we could look at, but we are out of time right now. Thanks very much for listening to us, and we hope we've kind of given you some thought, food for thought, when it comes to picking which degree you will study at university. Thanks very much for listening. For English Digest, I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.